Did you ever see a pan leather with sumac, shumac?
No, I heard it.
Yeah, I hear folks saying it like that.
You know that acid in a shumac is strong. Well, that's, you can take that bark off of shumac and boil it down. Did you know what to make with it? It's the only damn thing in the world that you can put in nylon to make a whole cup. You know that? In a nylon hold or nylon clothes, that's the only thing that shumac, that acid comes out of shumac. They got something in Central America somewhere to do it, but that's the only thing in the United States they found. They was paying $2 and $40 a ton for shumac stems and leaves here during the war when they couldn't get that stuff from over there.
Huh.
You can't die about my pair of nylon holes. They're just clear and white unless you got that acid to put in. You can put that acid in and dye them in the color you want, but you can't do it without that acid.
What sort of, Harry, when you were coming up, did y'all have any kind of remedies they'd give you when you got sick?
Yeah.
Well, like what?
Damn calomel and quinine and damn black draft. Damn those come and just
calomel the shit out of
your hell. Yeah, turpentine. And put on for sore throat. Take it on your tongue for sore throat. And L.A. had a bunch of damn golden seal and stuff like that, you know, herbs and stuff. We never did take no ginseng. We dug ginseng. I dig ginseng, buy ginseng all time now. But we never did take no ginseng. They never did give it to us kids. Dad and them might have taken it, but I take ginseng all the time.
Is that the part underground? Or?
Yeah, the root. I chew the tops. I've had a chew of ginseng in my mouth 2-3 hours this morning. I chew the tops and eat the roots, grind them up and pulverize and eat them. I don't know whether it do them any good or not, but they make me feel good.
Yeah.
Don't believe you'll ever have no stomach trouble if you'd eat ginseng once a week. Don't believe you ever would have no stomach trouble.
Hmm.
I'll be 71 years old my next birthday and I've been eating 15, 20 years. I can eat any damn thing in the world. I eat rocks if I want to. The damn thing hurt me.
You said you had some rocks?
Huh?
Did Jim say something about you showing me some rocks? What kind of rocks you got?
Oh, I just got some. I go all over the United States. I picked up rocks just about everywhere I go. I just pick up some damn rocks, you know, on the ground. Write some names on where I got them. Some of them I haven't got. I got some out the house. I got some rocks come out of Jordan River, supposed to be in 100 yards where Christ was baptized.
Where'd you get them from?
A friend of mine brought them to me from over there. He went away and visited. He's a big Christian man. He knew I'd get a rock. He brought me two, put them in his pocket and brought them back, give them to him.
What sort of things would bring the community together when you were younger? Like you're talking about log rolling. Any other thing? You go to church?
Oh, it was damn Sunday. You went to church, you got your ass whooped. That was a must. Man, folks were religious back then. They didn't have no education much, but man, they were religious. That's what developed this country, you know, the people getting out of Europe where they could worship as they please, do as they please. We got the freest country in the world, you know. Man, they always had big protracted meetings and have a riding preacher come in. He called him a carpet preacher, you know. He just rode through the country and he's one of these big preachers. He'd stay a week with everybody in the community and go on to another place.
Why did they call him a carpet preacher?
I don't know, they called him a carpet preacher. He just rode the carpet, you know, just went through the community.
Or Jack Leg, you
were? Hell no, boy, they been living around there and one of Jack Leg. They screwed a little bit. Get somebody to read to them and get a preach for him. Them bastards are pretty well. I've seen them were smart. They knew the Bible.